3. Teresa Jiménez Celma, trade unionist. During the Second Republic, the two main trade unions were UGT and CNT. Throughout this period, women actively participated in trade unions, directing and managing a large number of societies with full autonomy to solve problems, although it was the male party members who dealt with financial matters. The Sociedad Obrera de Confeccionadoras de Alpargatas, Espadrille Makers Society, a section of UGT, La Buena Unión, Good Union, of a Catholic nature, El Despertar Femenino, Female Awakening, linked to the Workers' Center, etc., were just some of these societies. During the Civil War, others were established, such as the Unión de Muchachas, Girls' Union, Agrupación de Mujeres Antifascistas, Anti-Fascist Women's Group, or Mujeres Libres, Free Women. But in this case, the main objective was to help win the conflict. Women held positions that had until then only been filled by men. Thus, Unión de Muchachas, for example, fought for labor equality with men, the same salary, the same rights. Unfortunately, achievements disappeared with the arrival of Franco. Teresa Jiménez Celma belonged to a family of espadrille makers and worked as an insole maker. She joined the Socialist Party at a very young age, and as a member of the Women's Espadrille Makers Union of UGT, she fought to improve the employment conditions for proletarian women. In fact, she represented them in the Third Congress of the Espadrille Makers Federation in 1924. During the Civil War, she was the director of La Casa de Beneficencia de Castelló, or the Castelló Charitable House in English, until Franco's troops entered the city. At that time, together with her husband, Francisco Llorens Pachés, she settled in Ontinyent, Valencia. When the war ended in April 1939, both were imprisoned, tried, and sentenced to 6 years in prison, a sentence later reduced to four in 1943. She was imprisoned in Castelló and Bilbao, from where she was released in 1940 under a mitigated prison regime, and on the 27th of June 1941, she was granted parole. Teresa Jiménez's story is that of a determined woman, committed to proletarian women, and she was one of the many victims of Franco's repression. She died in 1990.